Welcome to Prophecy Countdown with author and pastor Kenneth Bear. Join us every week for the latest updates on what the Bible has to say about the events, the characters, and prophetic signs of the return of Jesus Christ and His coming kingdom. Make sure you not only subscribe, but like your favorite episodes and share it with your friends. Now, on with the broadcast.
Hi, welcome to Prophecy Countdown, where we provide two updates each week. On Sundays, our message premieres at 1 p.m., and on Wednesdays at 11 a.m. The title of my message today is number 370, God's Prophetic Stopwatch. And we're going to be looking at some of the prophecies of Daniel and how that fits in with what we know as the age of the church. As the name of our podcast implies, our podcast typically have a prophecy thread. We love answering questions, particularly related to prophecy, but any questions related to theology or the church. If you have a question, just send us in an email at prophecycountdownpodcast@gmail.com. That's prophecycountdownpodcast@gmail.com. I answer all those emails myself, and that's actually how we get topics like today's on God's prophetic time clock. Our prophetic stopwatch. So the title of my message today is number 370. It's God's Prophetic Stopwatch. And we're going to do something a little bit different. As I started assembling the information, I realized I had way too much information for one podcast. So we're going to break it up into two sessions. This first week, we're going to base it on the 70-week prophecy of Daniel, the Old Testament prophet Daniel. And it will be the definitive timeline for Israel. Next week, we'll look again at God's prophetic stopwatch, and we'll look at what we know as the age of the church. So today, we're going to look at the specific time for the people of Israel. This is a prophecy that Angel Gabriel gave to Daniel, and it's a timeline reserved for the people of Israel. Again, it was given to the Old Testament prophet Daniel, and we'll be reading a little bit from Daniel chapter 7. And we'll go there because we will see how God had a specific plan for the people of Israel. In verse 24 of chapter 7, for example, the angel Gabriel told Daniel, 70 sevens or 70 weeks are determined for your people and for your holy city. Many translations will either use the word sevens or they use the word weeks, as the Greek word for sevens could also be used a week. It's basically the number seven. It's the number of days in a week. In essence, 70 sevens is a time period of 490 years. And we'll see in a minute that the object of this prophecy is the timing of the first coming of the Messiah, not the timing of the final 7 years and his second coming. So let's see, we'll kind of back up and we'll take this slow and we'll see how these 70 sevens, we're talking about weeks of years, which is 490 years, are broken up by the prophet Daniel. Now reading again in Daniel chapter, the same chapter, verse 26. Gabriel says this. He says, "Know therefore and understand that from the going forth of the command to restore and build Jerusalem until Messiah the Prince, there shall be 7 weeks and 62 weeks. The street shall be built again and the wall, even in troublesome times." Now, these verses, while somewhat obscure, serve as a countdown clock for the arrival of Jesus, the Messiah. The angel Gabriel said it was going to be 70 sevens, and then he follows up in that very next verse, and he says it'll be 7 weeks and 62 weeks. Now, as we said before, the week actually represents 7 years. So in essence, the prophecy that Gabriel told Daniel could read like this, that from the going forth of the command to restore and build Jerusalem until Messiah the Prince, that's Jesus the Messiah, there shall be 49 years, followed by a period of 434 years for a total of 483 years. Now, these prophecies of Daniel have been researched by an untold number of scholars over a period of 2,700 years. Scholars have determined that it was exactly 483 years from the time the command to rebuild Jerusalem was given by King Artaxerxes of Persia in 445 BC, to the time of Jesus' triumphal entry into Jerusalem. The prophecy of Daniel, chapter 9, specifies, "And after the 62 weeks, Messiah shall be cut off, but not for himself." That's verse 26. This was fulfilled when Jesus was crucified. He was cut off from the people of Israel. The angel Gabriel's prophecy also specified two time periods. The first 49 years, which took us to the rebuilding of Jerusalem. So the first 49-year period, it said the street shall be built again and the wall even in troublesome times. And that's Daniel 9:25. This rebuilding of Jerusalem is actually chronicled in the book of Nehemiah. So now that we've started this idea of God's prophetic time clock, how does this fit in to this topic, God's prophetic time clock? Well, that's a good question. Daniel was told that there would be 77 weeks of years, that's 490 years, to finish the transgression, to make an end of sins, to make a reconciliation for iniquity, to build an everlasting righteousness, and to seal up vision and prophecy, and to anoint the most holy. Now, this verse refers to the time when God's kingdom will be fully established here on earth. Remember, Jesus taught the disciples and us as well to pray what we know as the Lord's Prayer. And we pray, "Thy kingdom come, thy will be done." This is something we're still looking forward to. God's kingdom is not fully established on the earth. However, the 77s, as they are 490 years, have been so far only 483 years. If you add up the two numbers, it's only 483 years. We still have 7 years left for this final time period that, and this is after Messiah is cut off. You know, Jesus died on the cross, he rose from the dead, and he ascended into heaven. The Holy Spirit then descended on Pentecost, and the church was born. Jew and Gentile, slave and free, male and female. Notice that during the time of the church, there's no Sabbath, no special feast, no dietary restrictions, no temple sacrifices. In fact, the temple has been destroyed. However, 7 years still remain in this prophecy. We can do the math. 490 less 483 equals 7. That stopwatch was stopped when the Messiah was cut off. The final 7 years promised by the angel Gabriel to the prophet Daniel for Israel. And it was to do these things, to finish transgressions, to make an end of sins, to make a reconciliation for iniquity, to bring in everlasting righteousness, to seal up vision and prophecy, and to anoint the most holy. That's verse 24. Notice that Daniel's prophecy contains a number of promises. Now, I want to bring your attention to the two final prophecies, including to seal up vision and prophecy. Now, sealing up the prophecy, it means basically ending prophecy, and to anoint the most holy. You know, sometimes I refer to other translations, modern translations, especially paraphrases, as sometimes they shed additional light on a verse. So, for example, this verse out of the Message Bible reads this way. Daniel or Gabriel says, 77s are set up for your people and for your holy people to throttle rebellion, to stop sin, to wipe out crime, set things right forever, to confirm what the prophets saw, and anoint the Holy of Holies. This is an amazing revelation given to the prophet Daniel by the angel Gabriel. And it has been recorded in the book of Daniel for us. And there are some that will teach that all of these promises of Israel have already been fulfilled, ignoring the fact that there are still 7 years remaining. Of course, we know these 7 years as the 7 years of tribulation. However, a literal rendering of Daniel's prophecy indicates there are 7 exact years left. God has reserved one last 7-year period for everything that will be accomplished. After the church, the bride of Christ, is taken to heaven, God turns his full attention back to the people of Israel. It's during these final 7 years, the final week of the 70 weeks, that all the events occur during the time known as the tribulation. Okay, let's see how the time clock begins, the stopwatch begins. The angel Gabriel told Daniel that the clock would start at the time that a decree was issued to rebuild Jerusalem. Now imagine a prophetic stopwatch that starts like a start of a race when a decree is made. We know from history that the going forth of the command to restore and build Jerusalem, which is prophesied, was actually given by King Artaxerxes of Persia in 444 BC. Click, the stopwatch starts. Another 434 years passes, that's 62 sevens, for a total of 483 years from that date that Artaxerxes said, restore and build Jerusalem, when Jesus comes riding in on the back of a donkey into Jerusalem on Palm Sunday. And then Messiah is cut off. And that's where that prophecy, those 62 weeks, ends. The Messiah, Jesus of Christ, Jesus of Nazareth, is crucified. So it's click. The stopwatch is then stopped. It's paused. And it waits for the next event. Now, while the stopwatch is paused, Daniel's prophecy continues. And we see it fulfilled in the destruction of the temple in Jerusalem in AD 70. Verse 26 of the same chapter in Daniel says, "And the people of the prince who is to come shall destroy the city and the sanctuary. The end of it shall be with a flood until the end of a war. Of the war, desolations are determined." Now, here's a little prophetic side note. This last verse that I read, verse 26, gives us a hint of the origins of the Antichrist. History records that it was General Titus who conquered Jerusalem in AD 70. He was certainly a Roman. He ended up going on to become the Roman Emperor Titus Vespasius Augustus in AD 79. Most conservative scholars agree that the prince who is to come is a reference to the Antichrist, and the people of the prince is therefore a reference to Rome, the Roman Empire. Now, of course, because the Roman Empire stretched from Spain to Turkey and included much of the Middle East all the way into Africa, it really doesn't narrow down the spot very well, any particular spot, but we know that the Antichrist will come from this land that was known as the Roman Empire. So back to the stopwatch. Daniel's prophecy contained the words of Angel Gabriel in chapter 9. It gives the exact moment the stopwatch will begin again. Remember, it's paused during the time of the church. But it will start again to count off the final 7 years, the 7 years of tribulation. Daniel adds these words. He says, "Then he," meaning the prince, we know him as the Antichrist, "will confirm a covenant with many for 1 week." One final seven-year period. Scholars believe that this is likely refers to a peace treaty, possibly an agreement for 7 years, maybe the cessation of hostilities after the Battle of Gog and Magog. That's just a speculation. However, the Antichrist violates the treaty halfway through the seven-year period. And we know that because Gabriel told Daniel in the middle of the week, the middle of 7 years, or 3.5 years, he shall bring an end to sacrifice and offering. Now, the Great Tribulation, the final 3.5 years, it begins when the Antichrist does this. He desecrates the temple halfway through the seven-year period, this covenant with many that Gabriel told Daniel about. You see, the key to understanding this prophecy is that of the 70 weeks that Gabriel said was reserved for the people of Israel, 69 have been fulfilled. But God's prophetic stopwatch has been stopped. It's on pause until the next event. There's still one more week to be fulfilled. The past 2,000 years have been marked by a pause that gave rise to what we know as the age of the church, or the time of the Gentiles. This will be our topic for next week as we continue with God's prophetic stopwatch, and we'll focus on the age of the church, when it began and exactly when it will end. Amen? Again, I know this has been a lot of information. Some people refer to it as taking a drink out of a fire hose, but I thank you for tuning in. Well, be sure to send us an email if you have any questions or a suggestion for a topic. Tell your friends. Share this podcast with others as well. Jesus is coming, my friends, so it's time to get ready. Let's pray. So, Father God, we want to thank you, Lord, for the opportunity like this to be able just to get together and...
Nearly every day, it's common to see, read, or hear something about the end of the world, the apocalypse, or end times. Author and pastor Kenneth Bear's The Apocalypse and Coming Kingdom zooms in and breaks down biblical prophecy as it relates to Jesus' imminent return and the coming seven-year period, including the Great Tribulation. Available in both paperback and Kindle versions. Get your copy on Amazon or at Barnes & Noble and select Christian bookstores. The title again is The Apocalypse and Coming Kingdom. You can also find it listed by author Kenneth Bear. Get your copy today. Thank you for joining us on Prophecy Countdown with Pastor Ken Bear. Don't leave without first sharing the latest episode with your friends. Be sure to join us again for the latest updates on Prophecy Countdown.